Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will be joined at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time, by Brad Jones up in Naples, New York. He is a very, very fascinating figure because he has filed an antitrust complaint with the Department of Justice in regard to something called the Coctin Wind controversy. This is something that has been going on up in upstate New York for quite some period of time. I'll let Brad explain more of the details to you as to what it means. What it means is that you have a situation in upstate New York where there is a great conflict going on in regard to a wind farm and in regard to a struggle over whether or not certain corporate powers that be are going to control the utilization of a natural resource like wind and wind power. It's a very interesting legal case. I have several contacts in conservative journalism who are involved in covering this story. But in this particular situation, there is a so-called questionable business practice going on here involving the industrial wind industry and its special relationship, allegedly, with local town officials up there. So some of the things that have been alleged that involve conflicts of interest between globalist officials and federal officials and certain international business interests are alleged to be going on in upstate New York when it involves the so-called Coctin Wind Watch. It's a very important story, and several people that are involved in alternative media have alerted me on this thing and have asked me to cover this. It looks sufficiently interesting that that's what we're going to do this morning at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time, is talk with Brad Jones about this antitrust case that he has filed with the Justice Department and what it really means for all of us in regard to the situation up there with the industrial wind companies and what it also means in terms of some of the larger issues that involve the relationship between certain economic entities and certain governmental powers that be. Lo and behold, we turn to corporate news today to discover that Paul Wolfowitz, the bank chief, is quitting. After weeks of controversy over his handling of a pay package for his girlfriend, World Bank Chief Paul Wolfowitz has agreed to resign. He said the bank board accepted his contention that he acted, quote, ethically and in good faith, unquote. The bank statement repeated that, but also said that, quote, a number of mistakes were made by a number of individuals, unquote. You know, it seems to me that this is a classic case of corporate media getting it all wrong. In the first instance, how does Paul Wolfowitz's obviously unethical behavior involving getting a great pay package for his girlfriend, how does that square with the real crimes that he's committed that involve the war in Iraq? You know, this is something that's absolutely beyond belief that this guy was a major architect of the United States getting involved in what could be the most catastrophic foreign policy and military mistake of our lifetimes. It's involved the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people. It's involved false, fraudulent intelligence information. It has involved a situation as well where Mr. Wolfowitz historically has been accused on more than one occasion of spying for Israel. I happen to believe that that charge is true. I think that Mr. Wolfowitz, in my judgment, ought to be sitting before the same bar of justice that's attempting to bring these AIPAC officials to account for being involved as conduits for classified information to the Israeli government. How does that square with his activities at the World Bank, which is worse? I think you and I already know the answer to that. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Public Broadcasting Network. We're joined at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time, by Brad Jones, who has filed an antitrust action with the United States Department of Justice in regard to something called the Cohocton Wind Watch controversy up in upstate New York. We're going to be taking a real close look at this story this morning for some very special reasons that pertain not simply to something that BATR's editor Sart has termed the next Enron. That's important in and of itself, but I think the Cohocton Wind Watch story will get at the bottom of this ongoing issue of the relationship between certain corporate powers that be economically and government, and the way in which certain governmental officials get very chummy with certain economic relationships and entities that can cause some very real problems for you and me. We see that with nuclear power. We see it with oil. We see it with defense contractors. We see it with central banking. We see it with insurance. Now there's some suggestion that we might be seeing it in regard to something that's seemingly as innocuous as wind power. And our conversation with Brad Jones this morning will discuss this in more detail and get at the bottom of the whole issue of why he filed the action that he did with the U.S. Department of Justice. I wanted to mention at the same time that our regular feature with Mark Glenn will continue next week at this time on Friday, and we'll do so on a regular basis from there on out. But I thought that the Cohocton Wind story was important enough that we ought to get Brad Jones on here this AM to talk about it. And this is a broadcast that's being publicized with a lot of people around the country who are anxious to listen to it. And this will give the Republic Broadcasting Network an opportunity, presumably, to be listened in on by quite a number of conservative journalists who've picked up on this Cohocton Wind story, and they've been sending out advance information on this broadcast. So this should increase the opportunities for RBN to get some additional exposure with constituencies that are very much in agreement with the general policies of this network. You know, as we look at all kinds of stories today, again, the Wolfowitz story is almost a tragic comedy type thing. Yeah, it's absolutely comedic because with all of the terrible things that Paul Wolfowitz has been involved with in his public career, he finally gets his hand slapped for doing some under-the-table things just to get his girlfriend a better job at the World Bank. That seems like fairly simple nepotism, doesn't it? There are things like that that go on all the time. They're not right, obviously. They're unethical. But, of course, the corporate news media and the powers that be at the World Bank have elevated this thing to virtual Nuremberg war status as they talk about all the great and horrible and terrible things that this implies for the integrity of the World Bank. In the first place, of course, as I mentioned at the beginning of the hour, the things that Wolfowitz has done in his role as an Undersecretary of Defense that have involved being in the forefront of promoting this terrible policy in the Middle East, all of that should be on the front page. Mr. Wolfowitz's long and cozy and unethical relationship with the government of Israel and its intelligence community, and his own role in allowing himself to be used as a conduit for American intelligence information going to the government of Israel, that ought to be the real story. This World Bank thing is clearly wrong, but it pales in comparison to the kinds of things that we're talking about, where a man has been involved in all kinds of activities that absolutely are a threat to the national security of this country and that involve working as an agent for a foreign power which is not operating in the best interests of the American people. That's the issue here. And, of course, all of that is going to be not covered by the Wall Street Journal today, not covered by the London Financial Times, and so forth and so on. You know, last evening I was in a hospital room in San Antonio visiting with a close friend of my congregation who's going to be having open-heart surgery this morning. His surgery may be going on even as we speak. So for those of you who pray, I would ask you to pray specifically for him this AM. But the reason I bring this up is that he and I were chatting last night about news stories. I had brought him some copies of things to read, including the Wall Street Journal and the London Financial Times. And then I was showing him some of the materials that Mike Piper has published on Paul Wolfowitz. And this fellow could immediately see the difference between the two accounts in regard to what was being discussed. And he said, boy, this is absolutely frightening. Absolutely frightening. Why isn't this on the front page of the New York Times? Why is it not on the front page of these financial publications? And as I was suggesting to him last evening, there's a very obvious reason why this stuff is not being covered. And if it's not being covered in this circumstance, what is it saying? What is it saying about the larger issues involving corporate and Zionist-oriented news media and what they're not telling us? And when we speak about that, it gets back to the whole importance, once again, of the role that you and I play in helping the Republic Broadcasting Network. To the extent that you can help this network and that you can help the American Free Press and you can help the candidacy of Ron Paul to be the next president of the United States, you're doing at least three things that are within your power and mine in regard to promoting the ideas that we believe to be absolutely important in the days ahead. Those are things that might not seem that earth-shattering to a lot of folks, but they're absolutely earth-shattering in regard to keeping our perspectives and our beliefs before the American public. This is something that's absolutely critical, because there are plenty of folks out there that do not know, that do not know what the real issues are, and need to know what they are before they can take more definitive action to combat the forces of evil in the areas and the arenas that really matter. Let's keep an eye on that whole thing in the days ahead. By the way, this Ron Paul event that's coming up tomorrow in Austin is something that I really think you ought to take a closer look at. Of course, we've been running ads on this for RBN and from RBN in recent days. I wanted to mention that I really think it's important that we get behind this effort. You can call Ron's office in Austin at 512-250-8649. That's 512-250-8649. And that's going to take place at the Texas History Museum. The Texas History Museum. And that, as I understand it, I believe is going to be tomorrow beginning at 6:30 p.m. If Ron Paul is going to stay in this thing, and if he's going to promote some of the real issues that need to be talked about in the days ahead, it's once more absolutely critical that we get behind this effort. For as Steve Chapman reminds us at Reason.com today, Republicans are retreating from their war history. Mr. Giuliani, in his debate the other night, where his exchange with Ron Paul was getting a lot of national attention, was saying that there was absolutely no connection between American foreign policy and the events of 9/11. Ron Paul was saying, well, certainly there's a connection, that while we certainly do not support mass murder in any circumstance, there's a very obvious connection. There is a blowback that has taken place here that the American public needs to be absolutely aware of. And this blowback is something that was absolutely avoidable in regard to an alteration of American policies in the Middle East, among other places in the world, that would have kept us from being targeted to the extent that we have been targeted by some very significant enemies. And it would seem, again, that that's absolutely self-evident, that that's the case. And we need to be emphasizing that Ron Paul, in order to stay in this thing, is going to need our absolute support in the days ahead. So get to Austin this weekend if you can possibly do it. If you can't, call Ron Paul's people and make a contribution there, just as we need your help at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and just as the American Free Press folks need you too. As far as the AFP is concerned, I read it on an ongoing basis, and certainly some of the material that we routinely refer to on this show that is printed in the American Free Press should underscore how absolutely essential it is that we pull together in a cooperative effort to the extent that we can. And certainly what I do here at RBN and what all of the other fine hosts on this network do is battling on one front. Our colleagues at AFP are involved with us in this mutual endeavor. We have a lot of cross-pollination between the Republic Broadcasting Network and the American Free Press when it comes to exchanging correspondence and articles and ideas and so forth, and publicizing each other's events. I think that that's as it should be. This Ron Paul candidacy is maybe the third leg of that stool. We need to help this guy to the extent that we can, because he is involved in a fight where obviously we're dealing with an unlevel playing field. To the extent that we can help to level it a little bit, we need to do so. You know, getting back to this whole thing with Stephen Chapman this morning from The Nation, and also John Nichols of that same publication. John Nichols has a very, very fascinating story at The Nation that was posted just a day or two ago, entitled Rudy Giuliani versus Ron Paul and Reality. Mr. Nichols says that Rudy Giuliani made it clear in Tuesday night's Republican presidential debate that he's not ready to let the facts get in the way of his approach to foreign policy. The most heated moment in the debate was shared live on the conservative Fox News network. Let's put conservative in quotes there, folks. Came when the former New York mayor and current GOP frontrunner angrily refused to entertain a serious discussion about the role that actions taken by the United States prior to the September 11th terrorist attacks at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon may have played in inspiring or encouraging those attacks. Giuliani led the crowd of contenders on attacking Congressman Ron Paul after the anti-war Republican restated facts that are outlined in the report of the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks Upon the United States. I think that that's an important point there. Asked about his opposition to the invasion and occupation of Iraq, Ron Paul repeated his oft-expressed concern that instead of making the U.S. safer, U.S. interventions in the Middle East over the years have stirred up anti-American sentiment. As he did in the previous Republican debate, the Texan suggested that former President Ronald Reagan's decisions to withdraw U.S. troops from the region in the 1980s were wiser than the moves by successive Republican and Democratic presidents to increase U.S. military involvement there. Speaking of extremists who target the United States, Paul said, quote, "They attack us because we've been over there. We've been bombing Iraq for 10 years. We've been in the Middle East for years. I think Reagan was right. We don't understand the irrationality of Middle Eastern politics. Right now we're building an embassy in Iraq that is bigger than the Vatican. We're building 14 permanent bases. What would we say here if China was doing this in our country or in the Gulf of Mexico? We would be objecting," unquote. Paul argued that Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda are, quote, "delighted that we're over there," unquote, in Iraq, pointing out that, quote, "they have already killed 3,400 of our men, and I don't think it was necessary," unquote. Giuliani, going for an applause line with a conservative South Carolina audience that was not exactly sympathetic with his support for abortion rights and other socially liberal positions, leaped on Paul's remarks. Interrupting the flow of the debate, Giuliani declared, quote, "That's really an extraordinary statement. That's really an extraordinary statement as someone who lived through the attack of September 11th, that we invited the attack because we were attacking Iraq. I don't think I have ever heard that before, and I've heard some pretty absurd explanations for September 11th. I would ask the congressman to withdraw that comment and tell us that he didn't really mean that," unquote. We'll be back with this whole story of John Nichols at The Nation on Rudy Giuliani versus Ron Paul in reality. Mark Dankos, America, returns live from San Antonio on RBN. Brad Jones will be on at 8 o'clock this morning to discuss the Cahockton Wind Watch controversy in upstate New York. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Well, it started out.
We're back. This is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be joined at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time, by Brad Jones, who has filed an antitrust complaint with the Justice Department in regard to something going on in upstate New York called the Cohocton Wind Watch controversy. What is it? We'll be discussing that with Brad more specifically at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time. But as authoritative a source as Jim Hall, also known as Sart, the editor of the PaleoCon Breaking All the Rules News, has indicated, this is the next breaking Enron story in Sart's judgment. This is how important this whole thing is. Has corporate media been covering it? No. There's been nothing on this in the Wall Street Journal, nothing on this in the New York Times, nothing on this in the London Financial Times. Why? Because, once again, it involves a controversy over the connection between government officials and certain corporate business interests, both national and international in scope. Cohocton Wind Watch controversy up in upstate New York, what is it? What is behind this antitrust complaint that has been filed by Brad Jones with the Justice Department? Brad's going to be on at 8 o'clock this morning to spend a couple of hours with us talking about this. I've also put the American Free Press onto this story, just in case they want to follow up with it. I've mentioned it to their editor, Christopher Petherick. I've run it by Mark Glenn and Mark Anderson, and they've just put the word out to them that Brad Jones is going to be on this AM. This strikes me as the sort of thing that AFP might well be interested in picking up on, because it gets back to this whole notion of corporatism. Who and what is it that is controlling our political system in this country? I think this Cohocton Wind Watch controversy is a microcosm of, again, what is going on with some of these larger issues. By the way, Tomislav Sunik, who was on the show yesterday, I thought was a very, very outstanding guest. I have posted information at Breaking All the Rules News in regard to his appearance here yesterday with the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'll be saying more about Dr. Sunik in the days ahead, and would like to get him back on this show. He was able to hook up with us from Croatia for only 45 minutes. I'd like to have him on some morning for at least 2 hours talking about some of the things that he routinely covers. But what I did do at Breaking All the Rules News was to put a series of links, clickable links, to some of his URLs so that you can find his website, you can find his news stories, you can find the Wikipedia biography of Tom Sunik, and really spend a lot of time with this. I think you'll enjoy going through and reading all of the things that he has to say to us on a regular basis in regard to things multicultural, in regard to things racial and ethnic, in regard to the whole issue of where the United States is culturally in the post-Cold War period. You know, the theme that to me has emerged so strongly in Dr. Sunik's writings, with a lot more corroboration and a lot more academic depth than I could possibly muster, is this whole idea that culturally, the Western nations and the United States specifically have found themselves going down the same road as the former Soviet Union, down the same road as Yugoslavia under communism. That while we have been congratulating ourselves for having won the Cold War, in one sense of the word, we have lost it in another. In that while we look back and say, gee, we had a great geopolitical and ultimately a military victory over the forces of communism, the fact of the matter is that so many of the cultural presuppositions of collectivism have become a part of our contemporary society. You see it in government, you see it in education, you see it in media, you see it in a lot of apostate churches. What happened? Take a look at Tom Sunik's archive at BATR today if you get a chance, and we'll have him on the show again. We'll be back. This is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line.
published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
This is Mark Gantos, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Brad Jones will be with us at 8 o'clock this morning Central Time to talk about the Cohocton Wind controversy going on in upstate New York and the reason why Brad has filed an antitrust action with the Federal Justice Department. Sart, the editor of Breaking All the Rules News, which I believe to be the leading paleocon news site on the web, has indicated that this Cohocton Watch controversy is the next Enron. It's the next Enron. And, of course, corporate media only covered Enron in any significant sense after the roof had already caved in. That's why it's very, very important that we get this Cohocton Wind Watch story out there to you, the listening public, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I hope that the American Free Press may get a chance to cover this sometime in coming weeks, because this story has all of the seeds of disaster within it in regard to something that is happening up there that will affect the lives of every American. And this dynamic of corporatism is something that continues to move forward, doesn't it, in every area of our lives. Getting back to this story from The Nation that John Nichols talks about in regard to the exchange between Rudolph Giuliani and Ron Paul last night, Giuliani is not simply wrong in regard to the relationship between American foreign policy and blowback, especially as that pertains to the Middle East. But this whole business of Mr. Giuliani himself and corporatism is something that, of course, has been underscored by Jerome Corsi's piece in WorldNet Daily on Mr. Giuliani's connections to economic and political interests that are involved in the NAFTA superhighway. By the way, Jerome Corsi is going to be on this show, and I'm really excited about that. He's coming on Wednesday, the 23rd of May, this coming Wednesday. Jerome Corsi is going to be on for 2 hours with me. We're going to talk about all kinds of things. We're going to talk about Jerome's relationship with the Constitution Party, whether or not he's interested in the presidential nomination of the Constitution Party. I want to talk to Dr. Corsi about his feelings on Iran and foreign policy. As I mentioned in my conversations with Brian Malatesta on this subject, the Constitution Party chair here in Texas a couple of days ago, I have my own concerns about Dr. Corsi and foreign policy. But I want to give him an opportunity to explain his views to you on a direct basis and to not have me interpreting his views to you. And I want to learn more about what Jerome Corsi actually believes about Iran and the Israeli lobby and this whole issue of a prospective war with Iran, to get this straight from the horse's mouth in regard to the way he envisions the world in that regard. But I also want to cover some of the other really great things that he talks about at WorldNet Daily, where I have absolute agreement with him as well, particularly in the area of Rudy Giuliani, the North American Union, and this whole business of the NAFTA superhighway. Isn't it interesting that Mr. Giuliani is so concerned, allegedly, about terrorism in this country, and yet he has an immigration policy that involved giving an open safe haven sanctuary to illegals as the mayor of New York? Isn't it interesting that he doesn't seem to have much of a problem with a trade relationship with Mexico that will not only continue to destroy the American trucking industry and continue to destroy the manufacturing sector of the American economy, but will continue to make the southern border of this country with Mexico an open sieve for people coming in here who may not like us at all, who may not have our interests at heart in what they're doing in this country? Rudy Giuliani didn't talk at all about that on Monday night. And maybe it has something to do with what Dr. Jerome Corsi has been covering at WorldNet Daily, the fact that Mr. Giuliani's legal firm is making not thousands but millions of dollars representing Spanish and Australian economic interests who want to be involved in charging you toll money to drive on American highways, new American highways as well as existing ones, but new ones that are going to be built all the way from Mexico up through the San Antonio-Austin-Dallas I-35 corridor into Kansas City, all the way up into Duluth, Minnesota, that are specifically designed to bring a regional free trade zone to North America, that are designed to destroy the United States as a sovereign nation state, and to bring about a North American Union that's another stepping stone toward full-blown world government. How many of you out there believe that we should cease to exist as an independent nation state, that we should be involved in the North American version of the European Union, that the American dollar should be replaced by a new currency, that there should be a circumstance where there would be unfettered Mexican trucking access allowed to the United States? How many of you believe that free trade should involve a distribution of cheap communist Chinese products throughout the North American hemisphere, undercutting American economic interests in regard to manufacturing jobs? If you believe that kind of thing, then you're right in there with corporate America and corporate American support for the Rudy Giuliani wing of the Republican Party. And I want to cover some of that with Jerome Corsi this coming Wednesday when he's going to be on the show with me for a couple of hours. Again, we're going to talk about world government. We're going to talk about the North American Union. We're going to talk about Dr. Corsi's negotiations with the Constitution Party. I also want to take up with him this whole issue of foreign policy. What does he believe about Iran and the Israeli lobby? Does he truly believe, as he has suggested in some of his writings, that Iran is so close to a nuclear capability that the United States can and should preempt them militarily? That's going to be Jerome Corsi coming up with me this coming Wednesday for a couple of hours. I'll be on, of course, from 7 to 10 a.m. as usual on Wednesday. But Dr. Corsi will be with me in the last 2 hours of that broadcast, and that ought to be a fun time because, obviously, he's one of the most significant people in conservative journalism and conservative politics. We'll have some fun talking about where we might strenuously disagree, as well as covering the areas where we seem to be in absolute agreement. And I hope that that's a charitable, stimulating, fun, and academically and intellectually challenging endeavor for all of you who listen to that show on Wednesday. Also wanted to mention as well that a very interesting guy is going to be on the show on Monday, Stan Hess. If you don't know Stan, and I'm just getting acquainted with him, you might be in for a real treat if you listen to the show on Monday. Stan is a character. He has the most fascinating background, one of the most fascinating political backgrounds that I've ever listened to. Can you imagine someone who grew up as a young person as a conservative Republican, later by his own admission became a Trotskyite, and much, much later became involved in American, Euro-American politics from a paleocon perspective? That's a very interesting combination, and this guy is a character. I'll tell you, he's entertaining, he's fun, he's going to be controversial, because he has, in many respects, the politics of the real right, but he has some of the ideas in regard to methodology that characterize the left as well. I mean, here we have a guy that at one time was in favor of Barry Goldwater, was later involved in supporting people like Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin in the 1960s. Those names might cause a few of your tummies to quail a little bit. In more recent years, however, he's been involved in Euro-American politics from the vantage point of taking the same tack that from a different perspective was taken by Dr. Tomislav Sunik yesterday. This guy, Stan Hess, is a most fascinating guy, a very, very interesting autobiography, and I think we're going to have some fun with him Monday. So that's Stan Hess on Monday. That's Jerome Corsi coming on the show on Wednesday of this week, and we're just going to have an interesting time chatting with these fellows about all kinds of things. Back then to this whole business of Rudy Giuliani and Ron Paul and what happened Monday night in the Fox News debates and what John Nichols has to say about it at The Nation. Something is going on politically in this country, by the way, when I read The Nation, which, of course, in my political infancy, I used to regard as a pinko publication. And, of course, there are things that The Nation says that continue to make me blanch. But, you know, when it comes to foreign policy, I find that these guys get it right more often than Fox News, way more often. That's an indication that there's something happening in a left-right divide on this whole issue of the Middle East and national security policy in Israel that suggests a whole new potential realignment in the American political scene. There's something happening, it seems to me, politically, when we consider the fact that The Nation, a lot of times, has a certain amount of overlap, and only up to a point, admittedly, but a certain amount of overlap in foreign policy with the American Free Press and with what I might say here at RBN. So this John Nichols piece is well worth your time, Rudy Giuliani versus Ron Paul in reality, and it was underscored by Mr. Nichols at The Nation that the mayor, who is making his response to Ron Paul in regard to the 9/11 attacks on New York, and he's making this response a central feature of his presidential campaign, was joined in the assault on Paul by many of the other candidates. I think that that's an important point. Giuliani's hit job on Ron Paul was something that involved a pile-on attempt on the part of many of the other people who were standing up there on the dais Monday night. It absolutely provides us, however, a positive spin in that there is a delineation taking place here between Ron Paul and virtually every other announced candidate for the presidency of the United States in the Republican Party. However, Mr. Nichols goes on to say that the congressman did not back down, and for good reason. Unlike Giuliani, the Texan has actually read the record. This is The Nation talking about Ron Paul. I'm going to repeat that. Ron Paul did not back down, and for good reason. Unlike Giuliani, the Texan has actually read the record. The 9/11 Commission report detailed how bin Laden had, in 1996, issued, quote, his self-styled fatwa calling on Muslims to drive American soldiers out of Saudi Arabia, unquote, and identified that declaration and another in 1998 as part of a long series of statements objecting to U.S. military interventions in his native Saudi Arabia in particular and the Middle East in general. Statements from bin Laden and those associated with him prior to 9/11 consistently expressed anger with the U.S. military presence on the Arabian Peninsula, U.S. aggression against the Iraqi people, and U.S. support of Israel. U.S. support of Israel. The 9/11 Commission based its assessments on testimony from experts on terrorism and the Middle East. Asked about the motivations of the terrorists, FBI Special Agent James Fitzgerald told the Commission, quote, I believe they feel a sense of outrage against the United States. They identify with the Palestinian problem. They identify with people who oppose repressive regimes, and I believe they tend to focus their anger on the United States, unquote. Fitzgerald's was not a lonely voice in the intelligence community. Michael Scheuer, the former CIA specialist on bin Laden and al-Qaeda, has objected to simplistic suggestions by President Bush and others, read that Giuliani, by the way, and others, that terrorists are motivated by an ill-defined, irrational hatred of the United States. Quote, the politicians really are at great fault for not squaring with the American people, Scheuer said in a CNN interview. We're being attacked for what we do in the Islamic world, not for who we are or what we believe in or how we live. And there's a huge burden of guilt to be laid at Mr. Bush, Mr. Clinton, and both parties for simply lying to the American people, unquote. It is true that reasonable people might disagree about the legitimacy of Muslim and Arab objections to U.S. military policies, and certainly the vast majority of Americans would object to any attempt to justify the attacks on this country, its citizens, and its soldiers. But that was not what Ron Paul was doing. He was trying to make a case based upon what we know from past experience for bringing U.S. troops home from Iraq. Giuliani's reaction to Ron Paul's comments, especially the suggestion that they should be withdrawn, marked him as the candidate peddling absurd explanations. Viewers of the debate appear to have agreed. An unscientific survey by Fox News asked its viewers to send text messages identifying the winner. Tens of thousands were received, and Ron Paul ranked along with Mitt Romney as having made the best showing. The best showing. No wonder, then, that when asked about his dust-up with Giuliani, Ron Paul said he'd be delighted to debate the front-runner on foreign policy. That's John Nichols today, folks, from The Nation. John Nichols from The Nation. Allegedly a lib publication, but by George, they've got it right on this one, and Mr. Nichols has it right as well. John Nichols, by the way, has a new book. I don't know, John. I've not read the book, but it's entitled The Genius of Impeachment, The Founder's Cure for Royalism. That's an interesting title, isn't it? The Genius of Impeachment, The Founder's Cure for Royalism. John Nichols' book, I suspect, is going to be very, very interesting reading. I may try on the basis of this editorial on Ron Paul to get my own copy of it. We'll see what it has to say. I suspect that there's a lot in it, once again, that would overlap with what we might say at RBN or what the American Free Press might say. You know, AFP, as many of you know who read it, has an editorial policy having come out for the impeachment of George Bush. And here we have this columnist, John Nichols, with The Nation, who has written the things about Ron Paul that AFP, I'm sure, would agree with, the things that I agree with here at RBN. And lo and behold, Mr. Nichols has written a book, apparently, that dovetails with what the American Free Press has said and what I believe in regard to this whole issue of impeachment. Mr. Nichols' new book is entitled The Genius of Impeachment, The Founder's Cure for Royalism. And you know, folks, it seems to me that we need a major cure in this country for the royalistic virus, as we have had it not only with King George Bush, number one and number two, but as we now have it with Rudolph Giuliani. This is a guy who wants to lecture the rest of us on love for America at the same time that he's selling this country out to international economic and political interests that are lining Mr. Giuliani's pocket. Take a look at those figures that Jerome Corsi cites in his WorldNet Daily piece on Rudolph Giuliani and Mr. Giuliani's relationship to the NAFTA superhighway crowd. Mr. Giuliani is only too happy to take millions of dollars from Spanish and Australian toll companies who want to charge you money and me money to drive on our own highways. That's the character of this guy's brand of patriotism. And this is also a guy who said absolutely nothing, absolutely nothing. And neither did any of the other people on the stage that night because, of course, they weren't asked by the minions of corporate media about this whole business of the AIPAC spy case. Let's have somebody stand up in corporate media and ask Rudolph Giuliani and the rest of these lapdogs running for president on the Republican Party platform, and I exclude Ron Paul from that criticism. Dr. Paul is not a lapdog. Put the rest of these guys, however, in this category with what I'm about to say. Is anybody talking about this AIPAC spy case, folks? We have the former executive director of the American-Israel Political Action Committee, and his chief foreign policy advisor, Mr. Weissman, on trial for having committed acts of espionage against the people and government of the United States. They have been doing that in conjunction with Mr. Larry Franklin, who was allegedly an expert on Iran working for the National Security Agency. And Mr. Franklin was only too happy, apparently, to turn secrets over to Mr. Rosen and Mr. Weissman at AIPAC to be turned over to the Israelis.
This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Sometimes I think life is just a rodeo. The trick is to ride, make it to the bell.
We're back. This is Mark Gancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Brad Jones will be joining us at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time, to talk about the Cohocton wind controversy up in New York and why it is that Brad has filed a complaint with the Department of Justice involving certain antitrust violations or allegations of antitrust violations that really get at the bottom of something that BATR's editor Sart has entitled the next Enron in regard to the scandal that is coming. and what it means for you and me in regard to the collusion of corporate interests with politicians that are aligned against you and me. By the way, I wanted to mention, I wanted to thank all of you who have written me in the last several days to indicate that there have been some problems with technical transmissions on my show. We're still at the bottom of dealing with this and trying to get it resolved. We don't know if it's a minor technological glitch or if there's something more conspiratorial that's involved with it from the outside. But suffice it to say that we're working on it. I'm taking a look at it myself, and I've had at least one offer from someone who's involved in international radio to troubleshoot it from his end to see exactly what's been going on with this. But hopefully the transmission quality has been improved today. But keep me abreast of this when you hear things that are not necessarily as they should be, and we will certainly look into it. Also wanted to mention, as I did before the break, that nobody is talking about the AIPAC spy scandal in the Republican Party. Why was it that the AIPAC spy scandal involving Steve Rosen, Mr. Weissman, and Larry Franklin was not a conversation piece in the Fox News-sponsored debates the other night? Let's ask Mr. Giuliani and Mr. McCain and Mr. Romney, among others, what they think of the American-Israel Political Action Committee and its two of its top officials being charged with espionage against the people and government of the United States for betraying American secrets on Iran to the government of Israel. Let's make that a part of the debate. Brad Jones will be on with us this morning at 8 o'clock. Before he comes on, I wanted to take a caller. John in Tennessee, you're on the line with Mark Gankoff. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, Mark. I'll make this quick.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, two things that came up that were interesting. The other day, local radio show here in Nashville, I called in, and I noticed that they're calling third-tier candidates in the debate. They will not say the name Ron Paul or Tom Tancredo.
Yes.
So I brought it to the attention of the host, and he pretty much said, well, they're third tier, you know, we're not doing it on purpose, but they can't get elected. Well, 10 minutes later, his guest was Sam Donaldson, who actually came out and said, Mark, these third-tier candidates, should we be required to give them time, you know, when nobody knows who they are, which is exactly the point that I was making. I told the talk show host, I said, look, when you own all the horses in the race, it doesn't matter who wins as long as it's one of your horses.
Well, the other thing, John, I would have said to Donaldson is that...
Let me say this real quick, Mark. Well, can I hold over and get about a minute on the other side?
Sure, let's do that for you, John. Stay on the line. We'll pick up with you briefly when we come back. This is Mark Gankoff, America, coming to live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll finish our conversation with John and then bring Brad Jones on. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold.